From the beginning, when Arthur first started talking about a new stadium, he always wanted it to be downtown. He's a downtown person. He believes in Atlanta. So that was always a critical piece. And once the site selection moved to the area near the Georgia Dome, our goal was to build an iconic stadium and at the same time to raise up these neighboring communities so that they could fully participate in the opportunity. We'd like to end up with a community that has the kinds of amenities that will keep people there as opposed to wanting to race through and get out as fast as they can. So the same kind of vibrant neighborhoods that you would want to live in, with good schools, with retail, with good healthcare opportunities, with good transit opportunities, all of the things that make a healthy community. The city, Invest Atlanta, and the foundation are going to be able to create the platform that will then allow the market to work, that will allow retail to come in, that will allow developers to come in, because we will have addressed safety issues, we will have addressed the infrastructure issues, we will have addressed the education issues. Arthur has said over and over again that transforming these communities is much more difficult and will take much longer than building a new stadium. The stadium will open for the season of 2017. We will have begun our work in the communities, and hopefully you will see real improvements. But this is a generational project. It's taken a generation for these communities to get to where they are now, and it will take a generation for them to really, truly be transformed. But by April, when the stadium construction begins, by April of 2014, we will have a job pipeline up and running. The notion of working with the community to capitalize on this as an opportunity, but address their very personal needs, but working together with the City of Atlanta, with Invest Atlanta, with the business community, with developers, the foundation really can make a difference.